The coronavirus outbreak impacts us in so many different ways, our physical health for sure, and our mental health as well. This is Lisa Berry, so we thought we would check in with a local mental health expert. We're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Dr. Melvin McInnes, director of the Hine C. Prechter Bipolar Research Program at the University of Michigan Depression Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. McInnes.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
As the situation continues to unfold, I feel like mental health concerns are only expanding and growing. Is that what you're seeing?
It is, actually. And we're hearing more and more about people having major problems. And one person called me the other day just saying that they were, quote, freaking out.
Yeah, we're hearing that term a lot.
Yeah.
I try to stay pretty balanced as well as I can, but I feel like it's sort of having a way of sneaking up on people. Is that what you're hearing or seeing?
Oh, it does. And particularly in these times where there's so much uncertainty, nobody really knows what's going to happen. And so that just fuels our anxieties and stress tremendously.
How can we better monitor ourselves, though, so it doesn't sneak up on us?
Well, I think it's important for us all just to keep tabs on how we're doing. It's particularly important for individuals with mood disorders to engage family members and their friends to monitor their moods and their emotions and their levels of stress and provide a anchor point and a way to chat and talk with each other about how things are going.
Is it a matter of checking in on yourself or making sure that you have somebody else who's checking in on you as well?
I think it's a matter of both. One should check in with oneself every day to get a sense of how one's feeling, asking oneself, how stressed am I? And also just to check in with friends and family, just to ask how they're doing and get feedback on oneself as well as to how oneself is doing.
As the director of the Bipolar Research Program at the University of Michigan, you're dealing with people who have already been diagnosed with issues. Does this situation make it even worse for them?
It does. And particularly in individuals that have bipolar disorder or other types of mood problems, people find themselves to be somewhat overreactive. And so part of having a mood disorder is that one has an unstable mood, period. And so with any sense of stress or any sense of vulnerability, an individual with bipolar disorder, for example, has a tendency to overreact. And anyone with a mood disorder can overreact or fueled by the anxieties, fueled by the uncertainties. And it's just a challenge in individuals that have these vulnerabilities.
I've also read that bipolar depression can feel like the flu, which cannot be helpful at a time that we're dealing with the seasonal flu as well as this new pandemic.
Well, part of the symptom, many of the symptoms of the flu include a sense of fatigue and difficulties concentrating and just feeling low and depressed. And so an individual with depression loses their energy, feels low, down on themselves. And so these symptoms kind of feel flu-like. But the difference is that in depression, you don't have fever and you don't have a cough. So that's one of the distinguishing features of it. But it certainly can bring you down.
Can you describe the difference between depression and worry, which I feel like everybody might be experiencing at this time?
Well, depression and worry can often go hand in hand. And in a situation such as we're in right now, it's appropriate to be worried. It's appropriate to be concerned. But a depression is usually a situation where an individual becomes truly overwhelmed and can often find themselves in a situation where they're really just unable to look after themselves, their appetite goes away, their sleep patterns are disturbed, and their just ability to function can be compromised to the point of just not being able to move forward in through life. And many a person that gets really depressed will find themselves just bedridden with anxiety and worry and unable to move through the day.
How do you know when you need professional help at a time like this?
Well, I think that an individual who is depressed should be in touch with their care provider, should talk with their family member about their symptoms, and should always err on the side of contacting your health provider and asking if there is something that you could be doing in terms of either medication or some other interventions that could help alleviate the depression.
Are dealing with these uncomfortable feelings at this time something that we can prepare for?
Yes, I think that preparing for the level of uncertainty that we're going into is in and of itself a challenging thing. I think that having a plan, keeping a routine is very important, and starting out the day around the same time, keeping one's activities in an as organized manner as one can, getting up around the same time, interacting with the world either through online methods or telephone around the same time, having an evening meal at the same time is important, and getting to bed around the same time is very important. So just keeping a routine to the day as much as possible is very important.
You know, I wouldn't even consider myself that much of a routine person, but I do find myself going, oh, I'm going to go there. Oh, nope, can't go there. Or I'm going to do that. Nope, can't do that. And I think that is really having a big impact on a lot of people because we're out of our routine.
Yes, everything is restricted now. And so it's that in and of itself is very important, and a very important observation. It's very important to start to think about what kind of routine we can put into our lives. And so having sort of basic ideas about when to contact someone or establish a routine time to call one's mother, brother, or sister is a good idea. And making a short list and checking off one's things gives one a sense of accomplishment, if you will.
And we're all under advisories to social distance, to not have gatherings, to stay 6 feet apart from each other. Do you have any advice on how to cope with social, let's call it isolation at this time?
Well, I think that just listening to the media is a good thing. Listening to a good radio station, listening to good music such as you guys have here on EMU is a wonderful thing. But also penciling in time to have conversations with one's family and friends over the phone is a very important thing. And I was seeing in the news the other day that people were commenting on it's important to talk on the phone. So the telephone conversation is coming back. So I think that is a very strategic thing to do, is to schedule in telephone calls with families and with family members and friends.
Telephone calls are coming back. You heard it.
Telephone calls are coming back.
And one more thing. Let's talk about sleep. I think a lot of people are having a hard time sleeping through all of this. What advice can you give us about that?
Well, now, in these times of uncertainty and stress, I think that sleep is going to become increasingly important. And so paying attention to one's sleep patterns is fundamental. So the strategic way to approach one's sleep is relatively simple and should follow a routine. So it's very important to wind down the end of the day and set a routine to get your sleep pattern normalized. Going to bed around the same time is a good idea. Waking into the night worrying about the news is a really bad idea. So turn off all the news media, early in the evening, settle down, read, and plan for a sleep. Now, individuals that have mood disorders such as bipolar disorder or depression frequently have problems with sleep. So, for example, in bipolar, an individual who heads up or is heading into a manic episode very frequently finds themselves not needing to sleep. That is a bad thing. It is important to get sleep if you have bipolar disorder. In the context of depression, sleep is often a sign that things are problematic as well. And so an individual with depression may find themselves having a hard time falling asleep, a hard time staying asleep, or waking up too early in the morning, and the end result is not getting enough sleep. Now, going into the next day or the day, the coming days, not sleeping well enhances one's stress, enhances the challenges that one is facing over the day. So it is fundamental to get a good night's sleep. Now, how can you get a good night's sleep if you just lie down and don't fall asleep? Well, contact your care provider. Contact your primary care provider. If you have a psychiatrist, contact that individual and ask about a strategy to sleep better. Very often, individuals can benefit from temporary use of additional medications or implementation of medications that will be specific to helping them sleep. But I can't emphasize enough the importance of getting a good night's sleep.
Dr. Melvin McInnes, director of the Hein C. Prechter Bipolar Research Program at the University of Michigan Depression Center, thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.